This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said that if you aser milk, then according to the Tanakhama, whey is mutter, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it is aser. So the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction. Uraminu. They ask the contradiction. Min ha'adashim, if somebody makes a neder, ta'aser beans, aser, or lentils, aser ba'ashishim. He's aser in ashishim. The Ran says, Ramini min ha'adashim, aser ba'ashishim. I'm sorry, and the Brisa continue, Rabbi Yossi mater. Rabbi Yossi permits it, which is mamish, exactly the opposite of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi mater. First, let's see what ashishim are. Ashishim, amri b'yushami de'inon, Tlafchi de megavlan umetagno edvash. Beans kneaded and fried in honey. You thought cholent was good. Imagine cholent fried in honey. That is a winner. That is a winner. Sometimes in these cities in the south, in Atlanta, they have cholent contests. But, you know, if they would only know this secret ingredient. So let's contrast. If you aser beans, then the Tanakhama holds your usher in fried beans, because fried beans are also beans. And Rabbi Yossi is mater. So it's a stira. Who is the stira in? The Ran learns, and this is not an authorized Ran. We're not charged with learning this Ran, but the Ran says the stira is in Rabbi Yossi. Why? Well, let's see what the stira is. Why is it when you ask for milk, we say whey isn't included, and when you ask for beans, then fried honey beans is not included? Well, let's think for a moment. Whey is a separate entity than milk, and yet Rabbi Yossi says it's usher. So certainly fried honey beans, which is beans, they're the same thing as beans, it's just made in a particular way, certainly it should be aser. So that's why it's a stir in Rabbi Yossi. But the Chachamim are good, because the Chachamim say whey is mutter, because whey is a distinct item from the milk, but fried honey beans is aser. But so the kasha is in Rabbi Yossi, the kasha is not in the Chachamim. That's how the Ran learns. But the Gemara then says, Lei kasha, there's no contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. Mar ki asrei, Umar ki asrei. Each opinion is going according to their respective place. The asrei d'rabbanan kari lechelva chelva ulekayma kayma. The chachamim say, in their location, in the place where the rabbis lived, they called milk milk, and they called whey whey. In Rabbi Yossi's location, they called whey the way of milk. So when you aser milk, whey is aser because whey is a kind of milk. They call it a kind of milk. What are you going to say about the beans? So therefore, milk is aser. What are you going to say about the beans? I guess what? They weren't called that? Let's see the Mefarshim. What are you going to say about the beans? In other words, in Rabbi Yossi, the kasha was, if whey is usher, certainly the beans should be usher. So it must be just a matter of, it's a matter of,
it should be the same sorrow, right, that according to the Chachamim, the reason why it's usher is because they call the beans, both beans are
here,
the same in their,
let's see, look in the Rush. Sixth line. V'chein ba'adoshim ba'asad rabban kari la'ashishim ashishim. Ashishim da'adoshim. In the place of rabban, they called the honey beans of beans. And they did not call it that way where Rabbi Yossi lived. Okay. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Hanoidim in Hachalav, if someone made a neder not to have milk, Motor Bakayim, he's allowed to have whey. Again, that's the Shita of the Chachamim. And Hakayim, somebody asked whey, Motor Bakhalav. Min Hachalav, Motor Bakvina, if somebody asked milk, he's permitted to have cheese. Min Hagvina, someone asked cheese, Motor Bakhalav, he's allowed to have milk. Min Harait, if somebody asked the sauce of meat, Motor Bakipa, he's allowed to have the strings of meat. Min Akiva, somebody asked the strings of meat, Motor Baraitav, he's allowed to have the sauce of the meat. Im Amar Basar Ze Alai, if somebody said, I asked this meat, Asar Bayu Baraitvai Bakipai. He can't have it, can't have its sauce, it can't have its strands, because since he asked the meat itself, it's Shav Yanav Shechatich de Yisura, all parts of it are Asar. However, Hanoidim and Ayan, if someone asked wine, Mutter Batav Shoshesh by Tam Yain. He's Mutter in a dish that has the flavor of wine. Amar Koinam Yain Zeshe. Any time if somebody said, I asked this wine that I'm not going to taste, Venafala Techatav Shon, it fell into a cooked dish. So then, Amyesh by Tam Yain, if it has the taste of wine, Hareza Aser, it is Aser, says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hanoidir min ho'anovim, mutter b'yayin." Somebody asks grapes, they're allowed to have wine. I, like you asked, it's from the grape. No, he never intended to ask the wine. Min azesim, if somebody asks olives, mutter b'shemen, he is allowed to have oil. Amar koinim zeitzanavim elu she'ini toyeim. Somebody says, these olives and grapes I'm not going to taste. Aser bahen ukv l'chayetz v'hem. He's aser in them, and whatever comes out of them, the wine or the oil. The oil or the wine. The Gemara is going to have a shiloh. What is it about this case that it's aser? Because we had by the meat, if you said zeh, then you're usher in the gravy. So what is it here that about what you said that you're usher in the gravy or in the wine or the oil? I would have said because you said these, just like we had by the meat. We had by the meat in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Gemara is going to have it side. It's not because you said elu, it's because you added she'ini toyem. But there's something about this seifa that not only usher in the olives and the grapes, but you're also usher in the juice that comes out of it. Okay.
It's like the two beer size in a round before when you say ha.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have, this is going to be the Gemara Shaila. Let's see the Ran over here. Hanoidim in Ayayin, Mutter B'tav Sheish B'Tam Yayin. She'ein B'mashmoy Shal Noidim in Ayayin, Elok Shu B'Einai. Oh, this is what we said, because the implication of someone who makes another from wine is only when the wine is extant. Koinum yain she'ini toyim v'nofa l'tav shom yesh v'tam yain hariza asur. The kivin the amr she'ini toyim, since he's, I'm not going to taste it, asur afilu a'idei taroives. It's asur even through the mixture. The kivin she'ish v'tam yain harehu toyim a'ibai. By the way, you know, by the meat case, we say, when you say this meat, then the taste is asur. By the yain, we say, Koinam yayin sha'ani toyem. So we're going to have to see which is the dominant factor here. Amar koinam zeisim anavim elu sha'ani toyem asur behenam chesedam. B'gemar v'farsh yisura I havim mishum elu. Is it because you said the word elu? Oy mishum sha'ani toyem. Or because you say I'm not going to taste it. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had a shayla. Elu davka is the reason why you're usher in the wine or the oil because you said these. Aish eni toyim davka. Or is it davka because you said eni toyim even if you didn't say these? Says Gemara, Isa kedaitach elu davka. If it's only because you said elu, then why would you have to add she'ini tayim lamali? Why would the Mishnah have to add the word she'ini tayim? So Gemara says, that's not a question. Hakamashon, the chiddush is that if you say elu, then it's asr. It's asr when you say she'ini tayim, but if you didn't say elu, it would be mutter even though you said she'ini tayim. Hakamash lan da'af agav da'amar she'ini tayim. Chiddush says even though you said she'ini tayim, it's only because you said elu that it's asr. Ida amar elu mitzar. V'iloi loi, if you didn't say elu, it would not be asr. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Boy Rami Barchama, Elu Davka, Oisheni Toyim Davka." Vaday Pshita Lei the Rami Barchama, the Bechabi Nayu Sagi. Rami Barchama took it as a davar pashut. You only need one of these factors. Ela de Masafka Lei. What he was in a question about is E Elu Davka, whether these are Davka. V'loy sha'ani tayim, whether elu is dafka, and any time is not dafka, d'loy mahanya midi, maybe it doesn't help at all. Oy sha'ani sha'ani tayim dafka, or that which I'm going to taste is dafka, v'elu loy mahani klal. V'ahadarle, the Gemara responds, yisal kedaitach elu dafka, if elu is dafka, sha'ani tayim lamali. Why do I need to add shani time? It could have said the opposite of adinu dehavel matzil meima nami. If shani time is davka elu lamali, it picked the first one ala de kamay sinakar vuadin leidach. And the chiddush is that the afagav damer shani toyim, even though you said shani toyim, it's only because you said elu iamar elu mitzar v'iloi loy. Umina nami, we could say the flip side, the converse. If the ikar shani toyim, the reason why I picked elu is it's only because you said shani toyim. If you wouldn't have said shani toyim, even if you would say elu, it would be okay. Hakamash and dafka of demar elu I amar shani toyim mitzar v'iloy loy. Okay. So now the Gemara brings one raya. Let's try to do this. Amar Rava Toshma. We're going to bring a raya from an upcoming Mishnah. Kainam peros ha'ilu alai. I asked her these peros on me. Kainam hein lefidur asr to my mouth. Asr b'chilufen uvegiduleyan. Your asr to what you exchange it for and what grows out of it. In this case, you said elu. But you didn't say shani tayim. But this implies only what you exchange it for and what grows from it is asr. But what comes out of it, the juice, habakayotze behen mutter, what comes out of it would be mutter. Why? Even though you said elu, because you didn't say shani tayim. Now, why would... why would you only be asr in what you exchange it for and what grows out of it, but not what comes out of it? Because maybe I would say what comes out of it is mutter. You know why? Because the item itself that you asr'd becomes diminished and squeezed and small. And it's affected by what you do to get it, to get the juice out. So maybe that would be mutter. That's that's more permitted than what it's exchanged for. You see, when you exchange it for something, the item which was originally usur is fully extant. Or what grows out of it, the item which was originally usur is fully extant. So it will be medayik, only that's usur. But what you squeeze out of it is mutter, because when you squeeze out of it, you squeeze the living daylights out of the original thing that was usur, so it's not the same anymore. So, to which the Gemara answers, no. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. Huadin nafilu b'yoytzu v'hen ma'asar. The same thing would be even what comes out of it, it's asar. Aye. Then it should have picked the bigger chiddush, that even what comes out of it's asar. No, that's a smaller chiddush. Obviously, what comes out of the etzem isser would be usser, because that's coming out from the item itself. That's part of the item. The juice of the olive, the juice of the grape, is part of the thing itself. That goes without saying it's usser. But maybe you would think that something you exchange it for, something that grows out of it, is not coming from the thing itself. I would think that's mutter. So the chiddush says even that's usser. So the havamina was that it's a bigger chiddush that the juice would be usher. So why didn't it say it? Must be because it's not true. And the Gemara says, no, it's a smaller chiddush. Let's see the Ran. Amar Rava, Tashma, Kainam, first, a second wide line. Kainam peris elu alai, habik yoitzehen mutter. The sakadaita, the yoitzehem usher. The Gemara thought that if what comes out of it is usher, tfei hava rabusa, it would be a bigger chiddush. The lashmi'inan, to teach, the yoitzehem usher, what comes out of it is also habish and ishtanis tsuras haperos, that the image of the pera of the fruit changed. Sha'asar alav. That's a bigger chiddush than michilufen vigidulen, than what you exchange it for, what grows out of it. Shadain hi kayemis, it's still extant. Umapichle, and the Gemara flips it. The adraba, ha, adifale lashminan. The what you exchange it for, what grows out of it, is a bigger chiddush. The chilufein afli shalayotz migufa isser, what you exchange it for, even though it didn't come out of the isser itself, kegidulei and dummy, is like something that grew out of it. But koshikein yoytz man, certainly what comes out of the item itself, shayotz migufa isser mamish, that's for sure usser. Now the Ran's bothered. Uvedin hu da have a matzli lemifshat boyin. Mimasnisa, the Tanya Lael, Besamach, the Amar Basar Ze Alai Aserbai, Uveroitvai, Uvekifai. We said in a Braisa earlier if you say Basar Ze Alai, you're Aser in the juice. We had that Braisa about 10 lines down. So why don't we quote that Braisa? Because when you say Alai, when you say ze, even though you don't say shani toyim, the juice is usur. The answer is, we'd rather quote from a Mishnah. We're about to quote, I guess, are we about to quote a Mishnah, or this is the Mishnah? Because the Lashon of the Ran is, we'd rather bring the proof from a Mishnah. I guess the Mishnah that we're about to quote. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, Rabbi Isai. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Kol tov, bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Nun Beis Amud Beis. Yesterday we began the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama wanted to know that in the Mishnah discussed somebody who made a neder. Hanoider min ho'anovim. If you made a nether from grapes, you're permitted in yayin. Min ha'zeisim mutter b'shamen. But if you say, koinam zeisim anovim elu, She'eini toyim. If you say these olives and grapes that I'm not going to taste, you're usher in them. Uki yotzei bahen. You're usher in them. And what comes out of them? You're usher in the olives and the grapes and the wine and the oil. So Rami Bar Chama had the following shaila. We'll read the shaila inside, and we'll go to. Yeah, we'll read the shaila inside. Boy Rami Bar Chama elu dafka oy she'eini toyim dafka. What is the critical ingredient here of why, if you say this formula, you're usher not only in the fruit but what comes out of it? Is it because you said these, and eini toyim is not critical, or is it because you said eini toyim, and elu is not critical? Yesterday, and this is going to be appendage to yesterday's recording, yesterday we learned that the Gemara in the Havamina felt that there are two byproducts of fruits. There's what you exchange it for, or what grows out of it, or what literally comes out of the fruit, the juice of it, right? So in the Havamina, the Gemara thought that it's more likely for something that you exchange it for to be usher. Because when you exchange it, the item itself is completely extant, right? The item itself is still there, is unaffected. Masha'in kain, if you squeeze it, so you basically tzishmeter the item, and perhaps then what comes out of it should be mutter. And ultimately the Gemara said no. Only chilufein v'gidulein is mutter, because it doesn't come out of the item itself. And But because we had a brisa, if you say koinem peres ha'elu alai, koinem he'lefi, you're usher b'chilufein u'v'gidulein. And the Gemara said, okay, for sure you're usher in what comes out of them. Okay, so we're up to the tashma, she'eini oichel v'she'eini tayim. Okay, we're up to tashma. She'ini oichel v'she'ini toyim. We're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom. Tashma. Come in here. She'ini oichel v'she'ini toyim. I'm not going to eat. And I'm not going to taste. Mutter b'chilufein uv'gidulein. Your mutter in what you exchange it for and the gidulen. Which is interesting. Because we just had a tashma before. If you say elu, you're usser. If you don't say elu, you say she'eini toyim, you're mutter. So right off the bat, you see that elu is much more effective than she'eini toyim, which should indicate that the critical ingredient is the elu and not she'eini toyim, right? But we're going to see that, we're going to see in the run. Here we have a case, tashma, she'eini oichel v'she'eini toyim, mutter b'chilufein uv'gidulein. You're permitted in what you exchange it for, and what comes out of it. What grows out of it. But that implies, ha, hayoytze mehen aser. Now, we're assuming, based on the way the Gemara ended, that what comes out of a fruit is more likely to be aser than what it's exchanged for. Ha, hayoytze mehen aser. So says the Gemara. So that's a raya that elu is the critical ingredient, because if you would have said elu, hayoytze mehen is aser. So it's a raya, the critical ingredient is elu. No, I'm sorry. In this case, you said she'eini oichel v'she'eini toyim. So we see, if you say she'eini oichel v'she'eini toyim, that what comes out of it would be aser. So what do we see from here? That it's the she'eini oichel v'she'eini toyim that creates the iser. Because we just had koinem peres elu alai, koinem hein lefi, aser b'chilufein v'gidayan. And then we wanted to medayek, ha, what comes out of it should be mutter. And then that would indicate that alai doesn't do it. You need she'eini oichel v'she'eini toyim. So Gemara said, no, even what comes out of it would be aser. even what comes out of it would be awesome. Now, at that point in the Gemara, what would the chiddush be? What would be the critical ingredient? I guess it would be indetermined. But now we're saying, if you say sheni oichav v'sheni tayim, meaning in the case before where you said elu, and the Gemara wanted to say that elu would not aser, right? The Gemara had a havamina that b'kiyotze bahen would be mutter. Ha b'yotze mutter, that means elu, would not aser the kiyotze bahen, b'yotze bahen. And the Gemara says, no. Could be Elu would aser, and it didn't want to say Elu because it wanted to say a bigger chiddush. Now we're saying the flip side, because we're saying Chilufenu Gidulein is mutter, but Hayotze Mehenu is aser, so we see the critical ingredient that She'eni Toyim is what asers. So says the Gemara, no, the truth is, really, even if you said what comes out of it would also be mutter. So why don't we say a bigger chiddush? Why don't we say a chiddush, even what comes out of it is mutter? Aidi d'lay nasa b'reisha yoytzehen, since in the reisha it didn't say yoytzeh bahen, because in that case, it's for sure aser by elu. So then, in this case, it didn't want to say mutter by yoytze behen. Loi nasim nami b'sefer yoytze behen. It didn't say in the sefer yoytze behen either. But what we're basically saying is that by elu yoytze mehen would be aser, and by eni oichel v'sheni toyim yoytze behen would be mutter. So the Ran is bothered. So then we see off the bat that elu is the critical factor. Look in the Ran. Tashma Amar Rav Yehuda. Ela ba'elu loy kami ba'elan. Ba'elu we don't have a shayla.
Isn't tayim the critical factor, not
elu? Right now? No, because basically at this step in the Gemara, we saw that if you say elu, yoytze mehen would be aser, and if you say eni tayim, it would be mutter. So that means yoytze elu is much more effective than eni tayim. Because at this step in the Gemara, we're saying really if you say eni tayim, yoytze mehen would be mutter. So why didn't it say that bigger chiddush? Because since it didn't talk about yoytze mehen in the Reisha, it's not going to talk about it in the Seifa either. But that means that elu is much more effective than yoytze mehen. Elu is more effective than any time. Look in the Ran. Tashma Amar Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry. Tashma She'ni Oichel Habi Yoytzehen Aser. Di Yoytzehen Mutter. If Yoytzehen is Mutter, Vadei Legabi She'ni Oichel She'ni Toyim HaRavusa Tvei Shar Yusa. Di Yoytzehen Mishar Yusa Dechifem Ugedileyim. If Yoytzehen is Mutter, then it should have said that case because that would be a much bigger chiddush that even yoytze behem is mutter by chilufen and gidulehem, like we wrote earlier. Really, it is a bigger kula that yoytze behem is mutter than chilufen. So why didn't it say it? Al-aydi dulay nasa reish yoytze behem. The reason, since in the reisha didn't say yoytze mehen, because it wanted to pick a bigger chiddush in the reisha, mishum di isur di chilufen have rabu satfei, because the isur of what you exchange it for is a bigger chiddush. Loi nosiv seifa yoytze mehen. Okay. So at this point in time, l'chayra, we should have been successful in proving elu is the critical factor. Because we see elu asers ki yoytze behen, bi yoytze behen, and sheni toyim v'sheni sheni oichav v'sheni toyim does not. So let's see a little bit further. Tashma. Amar Rav Yehuda. Maisa va'asa Rav Tarfon alai beitzim shenas bashal imay. There's a story. Rav Tarfon asar on the eggs that were cooked with it. Amrulai, they said, emasai. Okay, when did he asar? Bizman she'amar basar ze'alai. When you asar this meat. Because when you make a nether from something, it got mixed with something else. When you make a nether from something, it got mixed with something else, and it's noisin tam, it's aser. So we see that when you say elu, it asers what comes out of it. So therefore, the Gemara concludes, be'elu loy kami baylan. If you say elu, there's no shayla. It's obvious that it will aser what comes out of it. The davkahu kimi boilan b'she'enei toyim. The shayla would be eni toyim. Davka oy lav davka. Is that specific or not? What does that mean? Is it specific or not? Meaning we know elu alone would aser yoytzei bay. The question is, would also eni oychav eni toyim, would that also aser? Look in the Ran.
Didn't we say before that is the chiddush? The chiddush is that if you just say eni toyim and you don't say elu, then it doesn't aser it.
Where do we say that? The Gemara, that was the Gemara Shaila. Now we're saying there's no Shaila by Elu. Elu for sure, it would aser what comes out. The Shaila is, what if you just say She'ini Taim? Right.
The Gemara says that the Chiddush is, even if you say any time, if you don't say Elu, it's not aser. Meaning that...
Where did the Gemara say that? The Gemara had a Shaila, which is the critical factor. Now we're saying Elu alone could aser.
But the Gemara says the whole Chiddush of why you even need any time in the Mishnah is that if you didn't say Elu...
No, the Gemara is just explaining that if you take the Tzad, that Elu is Davka, then the reason why it says any time is to indicate that if you didn't say Elu,
now that Elu is Pashut,
now we're saying Elu definitely would do it.
If Elu is Pashut, then the Mishnah could have just said Eini Tayim, and we would know Elu Kal V'Chaymer.
We would know a Kal V'Chaymer. Well, how would I see that
from the Gemara right now? We're saying Elu is Pashut.
Now we're saying Elu is Pashut. Elu alone would for sure do it. The Shaila is, would any time alone do it? So you're saying if it would, then why didn't
we need Elu in our Mishnah, yeah?
Okay, Lav Dafka. I don't know if that's a full-fledged proof. Tashma. Dagim she'ini tayim. If a person says a fish or fishes, then I'm not going to taste. Asr b'hen b'in gedoylam b'in ketanim b'in chayim b'in mishalim umutar b'taras trufa. You're allowed to have chopped up fish u'betzir, and you're allowed to have the juice of the fish. Now, in this case, you say eini tayim. And yet, you're mutter with what comes out of it. You're mutter with what comes out of it. So Zariah, eni toyim, is not a critical factor. So no, the Gemara says no. Amarava uchvar yatsa mehen. When the Mishnah says you're mutter in what comes out of it, it means what already came out of it before he made an eder. But maybe what comes out after, maybe if you say any toyim, so you aser this thing, then what comes out would be an issue. Amar Rava ukvar yatsa mehen, says the Gemara, says around la'olam she'ini toyim nami dafka. Rava said, ukvar yatsa mehen la'olam she'ini toyim nami dafka. Maybe any toyim alone would do it also. V'iyatsa la'achar mikan einan achanami daser. If it would come out after, ein achanami would be aser. V'chitnan desharyan, when we learned that it's mutter, b'kshvar yatsa mehen kaidem nidra, when it already came out before the neder. So you're asking, if you're going to say that Elu alone does it, Isak dal Elu Davka, why would the Mishnah have to say She'ini Tayim? Well, again, the Gemara before was assuming Elu is Dafka and any time is any Dafka. And what? And the Chiddush was that any time doesn't work. But you're saying if any time does work, the Gemara never really discussed that possibility. What if both of them work? The Gemara never right? The Gemara actually never discussed. Well, if either works, so why does it have to say both? I don't know the answer to that, but it's not like the Gemara discussed that possibility. Okay. That is Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.